Continuing now in this 33rd chapter of Deuteronomy, the last verse, the 29th verse, Moses is talking about the qualities of this great people of Israel and how that this great God of theirs, the true and living one and only God, is helping them. We've gotten down to the part of this 29th verse in which he says, "And who is the sword of thine excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places." This phrase, "the sword of thine excellency," indicates that they would be a people well armed. They would have the sword of God. They would be able to fight their battles well equipped to be able to have the victory. And that is true of God's people in all ages. In our dispensation today, we have the armor of God given to us, and we can take the full armor of God. We can be protected. We can have the shield of faith. We can have the helmet of salvation. We can have the breastplate of righteousness. We can have the sword of the Spirit. We can be able to fight the battles, protect ourselves, and come out then with the victory, because we are well armed of God. We have the armamentarium given to us by God. We do not depend upon man's devices or man's ways to fight our battles. We fight with the army and with the armamentarium given by God. So, who is the sword of thine excellency? Let's turn to God for our armor. Let's use the things that God has given us for our protection and for our invasion of the enemy territory. Then the last quality he gives in this verse, "And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee." The enemies of God, the enemies of God's people, shall be found liars unto thee. Now the thing that impresses me here is that those that are enemies are those that do not have the truth. That's the distinguishing quality here between the enemies of God and those that are the people of God. One group has the truth, one group does not have the truth. And so the way you determine whether or not a person is the enemy of God is determine whether or not he has the truth. If he's found a liar, he's an enemy. And if he's an enemy, he'll be found a liar. Those two things go hand in hand. "Thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places." You're going to be able to overcome all who do not have the truth. All who are found to be liars, you can overcome. You can have the victory. You can tread upon their high places. That is, you can conquer them. And we're talking about, in the present age, spiritual conquering, spiritual warfare. You'll be able to pull down these mighty strongholds and dig down these high places that are opposed to God and that are found to be liars. In 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, beginning with the 3rd verse, so the 6th verse, the Apostle Paul states this very well. "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled." So we see there that we are in a warfare. We have been given the commission, but we will also be given the victory. And those against whom we fight are the enemies of God, the ones who are found liars, the ones who do not have the truth, and we shall then be able to tread upon their high places. Thus we close the 33rd chapter of Deuteronomy.